Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited for this episode. And mostly, I'm excited that I actually waited to release it because now I can tell you what I'm talking about in the episode. I don't think I mentioned it there because it was still a secret, but now that the cat is out of the bag, I can tell you. So you may know that my friend Taylor and I, we are hosting our first ever in-person event, Dream Bigger Pensacola, this September in Pensacola. And I am so flipping excited because if you know that you are just meant for something more, like maybe you are a mom and you're like, I want more out of life than diapers and nap schedules and soccer or gymnastic practices. Like I want something of my own. Or maybe you're a military spouse or maybe you are a 9-to-5er and you just like feel that itch, but you might not know what is it or where to start, or you don't have the people around you that would get it and support you and cheer you on the way. This is the place for you to be. So I want you to picture and imagine this with me. You are in a room, you're holding a glass of champagne, maybe a macaroon or two, and we are chatting with these incredible humans who freaking get it. The humans that inspire you, humans that make you want to run towards your big dreams. Like that's the vibe, that's the energy that we're creating. Plus we're going to have incredible speakers and just like a whole bunch of surprises. If you want to know more about the event, the best place to find out is on our Instagram at Dream Bigger Pensacola. And we also opened our waitlist for when tickets sales, you know, open, the waitlisters get the first dibs. Now, my best advice is get on the waitlist. What do you think you can come or you don't know yet? Get on the waitlist because when the ticket sales open, we're going to start with early birds, but we only have a limited amount of early bird tickets and they're going to go first to the waitlisters. So that way you're going to know you're going to have the chance to buy the ticket first. And that's just that. I will also link it in the show notes below. But what I'm talking about in this episode is we were actually on the way. I was on the way to check out a venue. And I was terrified of coming up to the owner and essentially introducing ourselves, me and Taylor, and like talking about the possibility of doing a collaboration or something with the venue. So that's what I'm talking about. I hope you enjoyed this episode, especially if you're scared to do something scary. This episode would help you eliminate that fear. And maybe the scary thing for you is to attend a women's empowerment event. Well, just solve your problem. Also, side note, I'm recording this intro from a closet. So, yeah, if the sound sounds a little bit different than the episode, that's why. Blair is having a situation and she's a little bit unhappy. So I just thought, I'm going to close myself in the closet. Don't worry, Zach is with her and my husband is with her. But without further ado, let's dive into the episode. Hey guys, so in today's episode, we're talking about how to do something scary when you're scared to do it and what to do instead. So I was driving in my car on the way to see a potential venue for our event, which if you haven't heard about our event, I am so proud and so excited and like buzzing with energy that my friend Taylor Smith and I were hosting an in-person event, Dream Bigger, this fall in Pensacola. So what are your local to Florida? Are you or not? Check it out below. I will link either the waitlist or the sign up page depending on when you are listening to the episode. And we're just so freaking excited for this event because it's going to be epic. Like we're gonna bring all of you together and like we have amazing speakers. I'm gonna be one of the speakers, Daryl is gonna be one of the speakers, and then we have a surprise speaker. And truly, it's just about
If you're the type of person who does not want to settle, wants to dream bigger and live those bigger dreams, then that is the place to be. That's all I'm going to say for right now. But let's circle back to the episode. So I was driving and I knew that I was going to potentially go introduce myself to a person I've never met and to tell this owner of the venue who are we, what are we doing, and why he should be interested. And then we're going to be in touch. Because one of the things that we obviously, as this is our first event, we want to make sure that we can essentially get as much sponsorship as possible so that we can make that event also affordable. So anyway, and I'm thinking about it, and the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm about to do something scary. And even though I kind of like rehearsed in my head what I would say and how I would say it, I didn't want to completely practice it because I didn't want it to come off as I practiced it. I wanted to sound natural, right? But at the same time, I didn't want to just like put myself on the spot and then be like, don't know what I wanted to say. So as I was thinking, like, I'm about to do something scary. I was like, let me listen to Regulate, which is a program from Andrea Crowder, which I really love. And I can also link the program below. You can check it out. It's all about regulating your nervous system. And I believe we have a discount code for that as well. So if you wanted to join, you can check it out. I absolutely love it. It's really great for shifting intrusive thoughts like this. But actually, as I was listening to Regulate, I was listening to an episode of shifting, like, how other people's perceptions of us affect us, but nothing was really coming through for me for this particular thing. And so I'm thinking, I'm getting more and more anxious, and I'm like, wait a minute. What if I just change the way that I am wording this? What if I just change the way that I'm thinking about this? Because yes, I could label this as scary, or I could label this as courageous, as brave. And just instantly as I thought of that, my energy shifted. And I started telling myself, I'm about to do something courageous. And my energy shifted instantly because I have done brave and courageous things million times. And I can guarantee that you have done brave or courageous things million times, right? So in that moment, what I started to do, I started stacking those beliefs in my favor, right? So I was thinking like, okay, what else have I done that was brave and courageous? Well, I moved across the ocean. I married the dude that I was dating for 9 months. I gave birth naturally. And I started my own business when my English was pretty rusty. I decided I wanted to host this in-person event. And I kept going like this, reminding myself of all of these courageous things that I have done, that I have survived. Like, I didn't die. I made it through. And most of them were success. I would say all of them were really success. And sometimes really it's just this little shift in our wording that changes the complete perception of how we think about the thing that we're about to do. So if there's something that you're scared to do, what if instead you start telling yourself, I'm about to do something brave. This is really brave. I can do brave things. I have done brave things. And maybe you need to evidence stack as well. So this episode is short and sweet. That's all I wanted to tell you. If you haven't a ticket or haven't signed up for our Dream Bigger event, definitely make sure to check out our Instagram. Whether you can come or whether you can't, your support means the world to us. Our event Instagram is at Dream Bigger Pensacola. I'm going to link it also in the description below. So give us a follow, give us a couple of likes so that we can, so that Instagram picks it up in the algorithm and the people that can come will come. And if there's a 1% chance that you could make it, we would love to have you. And maybe this is going to be your brave and courageous things to do. Either way, next time you're about to do something quote-unquote scary and you decide to shift into I'm about to do something courageous, Let me know. I want to know, you guys. Send me a message on Instagram at xokdecker, or even you can send it on our event Instagram, whichever you remember. I want to know. I want to hear from you. I hope this episode was beneficial for you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you on the next one, and I really hope to see you on the event. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.